Hare Krishna. As a part of our series, Expressions of Motherhood from Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita, we will discuss about Yashoda Mai's personal care and attention towards her child, baby Krishna, and how that is so important in our motherhood duties. So Yashoda Mai was always there with baby Krishna, taking care of all of his needs. And also Yashoda Mai, she personally took care of the special cows who were fed with the special Padmagandha grass. And then they gave the special milk, which she personally churned. She made butter, and she made various preparations for Krishna, so that Krishna remains fully satisfied. Also, as we see in the pastime described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto, 7th chapter, 5th verse, after the bathing ceremony of baby Krishna was observed, and after taking care of all her duties, when Mother Yashoda saw that baby Krishna felt sleepy, she lay down on the bed with him until he was peacefully asleep. Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport to this verse, he says, an affectionate mother takes great care of her child and is always anxious to see that the child is not disturbed even for a moment. As long as the child wants to remain with the mother stays with the child and the child feels very comfortable. Mother Yashoda saw that her child felt sleepy, and to give him all facilities for sleep, she lay down with the child, and when he was peaceful, she got up to attend to her other household affairs. There is also a nice letter that Srila Prabhupada wrote in August 1968 to Krishna Devi in Montreal. He further explains the same concept there. He says, anyway, I have seen Malati is nursing her child so nicely that she attended my meeting every day, and the child was playing, and she never cried. Similarly, Leelavati's child also never cries or disturbs the meeting. Leelavati was always present with her child, so it depends on the mother. How to keep the child comfortable so that it will not cry? The child cries only when it feels uncomfortable. The child's comfort and discomfort depends on the mother's attention. So the best solution is that we should train our first day small babies in such a way that they are always satisfied and there will be no disturbance in the meeting and there will be no complaint. So when the mother is physically and emotionally present in the life of her child, the child feels very secure. The child's comfort and discomfort is taken care of fully by the mother. So the child is never disturbed. So the child is secure, does not feel disturbed, and also feels very loved by the mother's attention on the child. So this is a very essential part, very important aspect for the child's physical, emotional and spiritual growth. But now, sometimes a mother may not be present for her child physically, either maybe owing to some separation or owing to divorce, etc. Or sometimes the mother may not be available emotionally. The mother herself might have gone through various traumatic situations in her life that she may have still needed to heal herself, and because of which they may still be emotionally unavailable, even if they are physically present. Or the mother herself must have gone through some difficult childhood, because of which the mother does not know how to access her own emotions, and then the mother does not know how to respond to the child's emotions. So in either ways, it affects the child. So such children who do not receive that physical and emotional attention and love from the mother, they develop low self-esteem and their thinking becomes, my mother didn't love me, she left me, or she does not take interest in what I'm doing. So that means I'm not lovable. Or they grow up feeling guilt, believing that they are doing something wrong or something so bad that it makes their mother not be with them or neglect them. And such children, they're very fearful of developing bonds with other adults even in their childhood and even as they grow up. It's very difficult for them and they're fearful of developing bonds with their teachers or caregivers. And they believe that if they begin to love the new adult, that person may also leave. So as they grow into adults, it becomes hard for them to develop a relationship with other adults and also in Krishna consciousness with other devotees, with the spiritual master and eventually with Krishna. Children who do not experience that security growing up as children, because they have not received the nurture and care for themselves when they were children, even as they grow up into adults, they don't know how to nurture and care for themselves. And then they don't know how to receive love also. because they have not experienced love that very well. So then such children grow up into adults and they don't know how to receive love from others. Now this also, just like all the other points, has a major impact on their spiritual lives, as it becomes hard for them to receive in loving Vaishnava relationships and also to receive love in their relationship with their spiritual master and also eventually with Krishna. So all these things impact the Krishna consciousness of the child. Now the mother may be physically present and she may teach all the good things about Krishna consciousness to the child. But if the child is not growing up feeling loved, or the child is growing up not feeling that the mother is emotionally involved with the child's feelings, etc., then actually it does not help in their Krishna consciousness. When we read this and about Yashoda Mai, and then we see the reality of the world, then you know some of us also may feel that, okay, in some ways we are not physically available for our children or emotionally available for our children. And it may not be intentional, it may just happen as a part of life. Now to help us in our situations, we can pray to Mother Yashoda and to Lord Krishna for their blessings, so that we may also be present for our children physically and emotionally, just like Mother Yashoda was to baby Krishna. And just like Krishna is always there for us, so in the same way, we pray for their blessings so that we are always available for them, for our children, so that our children grow up to be self-confident and very spiritually sound individuals.